Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. For many students, it's time to be back in class. KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson and host Dick Stein are reviewing the menus of school lunches gone by.
Well, Stein, it's that fabulous time of the year again. Back to school.
Well, at least for those whose schools are going to be open. But I love back to school, and the reason why is I don't have to go back to school.
See, I feel the complete opposite of you.
Oh, yeah? So what else is new?
But I love the beginning of the school year. I mean, I always loved September, that sort of crisp fall air and the new pencils.
Mm. Well, you are bringing up a pleasant memory of back to school in the fall, because I instantly had a sense memory of that crisp autumn sunlight getting set to go in and on somebody's radio, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons and Sherry.
You mean Sherry, baby? That one?
Yeah. Why don't you come out with your red dress on? I love that song.
My sister Sherry is just a year younger than me. Oh. And I remember that was the hottest thing on the radio when we were really small. Yeah. And every time they'd sing Sherry Baby, we would say Sherry Baby, and she would start crying because she thought we were calling her names.
Well, we're supposed to be talking about food. What about school lunches? What did you do?
Well, my earliest memories were walking home for lunch, because back then we actually walked home for lunch. And my mom worked, so much of the time we went to a place called B&M Mills, a little luncheonette, where Sherry Baby and I, she'd eat half a sandwich and I'd eat half of a cheesesteak, and we'd listen to The Supremes on the jukebox.
Oh, yeah, you told me about that once. Stop in the Name of Love with the hand gestures. I used to go home for lunch in elementary school, too. But then in junior high and high school, even though there was a cafeteria there, I'd usually bring my own lunch. My mom would make a sandwich, and on special days, I'd have a thermos of hot Chef Boyardee. So I was the envy of a lot of the kids.
Oh, very fancy.
Yeah, it saved me from a lot of grief, because at Isaac E. Young Junior High in Inner Shell, some of the tough guys would spit on a guy's cafeteria tray right after he came off the line with it, right on the food. And, you know, the guy isn't going to eat it. Tough guy would take his tray and get a free lunch. This would sometimes result in a physical altercation. I didn't have a tray. I just had my sandwich and maybe my thermos, so I wasn't as easy a target for expectorating hoods.
Wait a minute. So they'd spit on a guy's tray? So
yeah, they'd spit on a guy's tray, and the guy couldn't eat it, and then the hood would take the tray and eat lunch to save his 35 cents or whatever it was.
I love the fact that you used to call these people hoods.
Well, they were all hoods. By now, I bet they're all either dead, in prison, or working as telemarketing scammers. Well, anyway, everybody knows that school lunchrooms are about a lot more than just food. Food's the least of it. What's really going on is all the social stuff. And I know we've all got tales of lunchroom terror. So what's yours, Nance?
In fifth grade, I was sitting in the lunchroom wearing a wraparound skirt, and I stood up, and I didn't realize it had come undone. You know, I see London, I see France, I see Nance in her underpants in the lunchroom.
Do you still wake up screaming?
Stein, when you were a kid, did they have a high school smoking area outside the lunchroom?
No, there was a high school smoking area, but it was unofficial and it was under the bleachers.
And it wasn't just smoking that went on under the bleachers.
Oh, no. Oftentimes my girlfriend and I would be under there to discuss our geometry homework with KNKX food talker Nancy. Leeson.
He's Dick.
So does ketchup still qualify as a vegetable?
Stein.